This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One of the strangest court cases to ever hinge on the internet is currently underway. It's about the alleged head of a difficult-to-access website called the Silk Road, which became one of the most popular international marketplaces for illegal drugs, weapons, and even hit jobs. Online, the name of the website's founder and leader was the Dread Pirate Roberts. The real man on trial is a 30-year-old guy named Ross Ulbricht. The case will likely be a long one, but there's already been plenty of courtroom drama. Sarah Jiang is a tech policy journalist who has been following the case. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Tell me about the secret agent who's kind of an essential witness in this case and about how he discovered Silk Road.
Well, he was the first witness for the prosecution. He was not only intercepting packages of cocaine at O'Hare Airport, but he also was just on the internet looking at the Silk Road, taking screen caps, and he was able to convince one of the users to sort of hand over her account to law enforcement and let him impersonate her.
Let me just ask you this. One of the interesting parts about the way that this was all discovered was that the photos on the Silk Road matched the actual packages that were being intercepted, right?
So it wasn't quite clear how well these things matched up. The slips of paper that were like in the photographs would often like be in the packages. So, you know, they would match those up. But it's not like he knew for sure that they were coming through the Silk Road.
Part of the defense's position here is that law enforcement originally thought that Dread Pirate Roberts, or the person really behind Silk Road, was actually Mark Karpeles, who ran that doomed Bitcoin exchange, Mt. Gox.
I mean, the timeline is very odd. The same DHS agent who was undercover as a Silk Road moderator, just less than 2 months before he participated in arresting Ross Ulbricht, he swore in an affidavit that he had probable cause to believe that Mark Karpeles, the CEO of Mt. Gox, was Dread Pirate Roberts. Like, that is really strange.
Mm.
But at the same time, like, the reasons why he thought Mark Karpeles was Dread Pirate Roberts aren't really super compelling. SilkRoadMarket.org and this other domain that's owned by Mark Karpeles are hosted at the same place and registered by the same company. But Mark Karpeles literally runs a hosting company. It doesn't really bear out.
What has struck you about this case, which it just feels like a really unique case for the moment that we live in where things like the dark web exist?
It is really unique. It's also very nostalgic. A lot of this stuff was actually predicted back in the late 80s, early 90s, but by like kind of a fringe group that didn't really necessarily catch on.
What's this group?
You can call them kind of crypto anarchists. They congregated around this mailing list called the Cypherpunks mailing list. They speculated about things like assassination black markets. It's just kind of really far out stuff, stuff that's actually like, you know, goes further than the Silk Road ever went.
And it's really, really interesting to think of all this and go back to the detail that Ulbricht was arrested in the science fiction section of the San Francisco library.
Yeah, and also the fact that he allegedly went by Dread Pirate Roberts, which is from a book and a movie. All of this stuff doesn't quite seem real.
Sarah Jiang is a tech policy journalist. She's reporting on the Silk Road case for Forbes. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.